Support for KRVS comes from HomeBank, helping the fixer-upper homeowner achieve their renovation dreams through HomeBank's one-time close construction loan. Learn more at home24bank.com. HomeBank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Funding for KRVS provided by Rouse's Markets, which supports our regional food systems by buying from local farmers, fishermen, and manufacturers. More information on Rouse's can be found at www.rouses.com. Support for KRVS is provided by Marché Sans Souci, downtown Lafayette's newest handmade market, taking place every second Saturday of the month in conjunction with Art Walk in Parc Sans Souci. Marché Sans Souci will feature a dozen artists and craftspeople from across the state, starting as early as 2 p.m. and open until 8 p.m. every second Saturday during Art Walk. For information, the number is 337-266-7999.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. diplomats in Afghanistan are making emergency preparations to leave the country as American troops head to Kabul to help them evacuate safely. NPR's Greg Myrie reports diplomats have been instructed to destroy sensitive documents and computers.
The embassy preparations are outlined in a memo obtained by NPR. Most diplomats will be evacuated by 3,000 U.S. troops on their way to Kabul to ensure a safe and orderly departure. But a small number of diplomats will remain, at least for now. The embassy staffers were instructed to destroy sensitive documents and desktop computers before they leave. The U.S. has also called on the Taliban not to attack the embassy or departing U.S. diplomats. The embassy also employs many Afghan workers, and their future is not immediately clear. Afghan government control is rapidly shrinking, limited mostly to Kabul and the eastern parts of the country. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
A CDC advisory committee is meeting to consider the FDA's authorization of a third COVID-19 vaccine for certain immunocompromised people. NPR's Amy Held reports a panel is expected to recommend the move, clearing the way for administering the shots.
The CDC's Immunization Advisory Committee is considering the science behind a third shot. After the FDA amended its emergency use authorization for both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for some with weakened immunity, including organ transplant recipients. Dr. Richard Besser, former acting director of the CDC, says he expects the third shot to be made available quickly.
I think about this less as a booster shot, as a recognition that for certain people with immune problems, two doses wasn't enough.
The committee is also looking more broadly at the need for an additional shot for those who are not immunocompromised. Some countries already give a third dose to the elderly. Amy Held, NPR News.
The special sign-up period for Obamacare ends Sunday at midnight. The administration says so far more than 2.5 million additional people have signed up for coverage through healthcare.gov. Under another day of extreme heat, firefighters are struggling to prevent the destruction of hundreds of homes in the path of some of the biggest wildfires in the country. The Dixie Fire, 500,000-acre fire, has already destroyed 550 homes and many more businesses. It's only a little over 30% contained. It has virtually destroyed Greenville, a Gold Rush-era town of roughly 1,000 residents. Jennifer Gray Thompson, founder of After the Fire A Group, says in order to keep other towns from suffering a similar fate, big changes are required.
We need to change right now how we manage our wildlands, because if we don't, then places like Greenville, we're going to see on repeat again and again and again.
Again, the Dixie Fire has destroyed more than 500,000 acres. You're listening to NPR News. The U.S. Treasury Department reportedly is imposing new sanctions on companies believed to support the Quds Force, the overseas arm of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Reuters News Service reports U.S. assets of those blacklisted will be frozen. It also cites a statement from Secretary of State Antony Blinken accusing the Quds Force of using money from Iranian oil sales to fund, quote, malign activities. In Zambia, vote counting continues following Thursday's general and presidential elections. Reports from the capital, Lusaka, say Zambians voted in the high-stakes election in the millions. The election, which took place amidst isolated cases of violence and internet disruptions, is seen as a test of Zambia's credentials as a stable democracy. Ishma Fundikwa has the latest from Harare.
Journalist Ernest Chanda, who has reported on Zambian elections since 2006, confirmed the death of two people on election day. He blames incumbent President Edgar Lungu for the unprecedented violence during the lead-up to the election.
From the time President Lungu won a second term in 2016, he has never allowed the opposition to mobilize at all.
The government has also disrupted the internet, forcing Zambians to use virtual private networks, VPN, to communicate. Should none of the 16 presidential candidates get more than 50% of votes cast, the electorate will choose between the two candidates with the most votes in a deciding second-round ballot. For NPR News, I am Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Subaru, with the 2021 Subaru Forester, featuring standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and safety technology. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Learn more at Subaru.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS at 1 o'clock. Do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And, of course, we have more national and international news coming up at 4 p.m. on the program All Things Considered from NPR. We start off this hour with music from Taj Mahal. We're going to go back to 2008, listen to a track from his disc Maestro. Here's Taj Mahal along with Billy Branch on blues harp doing a number called Strong Man Holler.
In the 1959, you were 17 years old and you sure looked fine. You did a little rat tat tat tattoo on this heart of mine. You make a strong man holler, make a weak
you, baby, back in 1959. You were 17 years old and you sure looked fine. You did a little rat tattoo on this heart of mine. You make a strong man holler, make a weak man lose his arm. Yeah, baby. Yeah, darling. You make a strong man holler, make a weak.
Taj Mahal, once again, Taj from his disc Maestro. A lot of good tracks on that one, and a lot of great backup by various musicians. Again, Billy Branch on blues harp on that particular track with Taj. Music next from the Mary Jo Curry Band. She's had a couple of discs out. She's from Illinois and is a classically trained singer and pianist and also an actor. And she got smitten by the blues, and well, that was that. Here she is from a disc called, let me see, this one is her self-titled release, right? Her first one, Mary Jo Curry here on KRVS with Husband Number Two. Coco Taylor from the album Queen of the Blues. That came out on Alligator Records back in 1985. Queen Bee obviously take off on old Slim Harpo's King Bee, but a number of ladies have done a good job on that one. Coco, definitely one of them. And on that particular track, special guest Lonnie Brooks on guitar. Lonnie, originally from St. Landry Parish, And also James Cotton on blues harp. Cotton, of course, having been with the Muddy Waters Band from 55 to 66, and then on some of the other recordings. Before hearing Coco Taylor, we heard Mary Jo Curry. Mary Jo Curry from her self-titled 2016 release. She did a number for us called Husband Number Two. We're going to bring the blues closer to home next year on KRVS. Got some Louisiana blues and some Acadiana blues. We're going to turn first to Michael Juan Nunez. We're going to go back to his disc About to Snap. I'm trying to remember if this was his third one. I think it was. Anyway, a fine disc. Nice work by supporting Acadiana musicians on this disc. From About to Snap, here is Michael Juan Nunez with a number called How Long?
With the now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on up the road, you'll find out I wasn't lying.
Little Buck Sanegal from his disc Bad Situation. This was his second disc out. He only had two, unfortunately, but he played music for many years and with many of the greatest. He was in Clifton Chenier's band and was on a lot of Clifton's best Arhuli Records recordings of the 1970s. Had his own group, and also for his last years, he had a blues group here in Lafayette that entertained a lot of people. He and also he certainly knew a lot of people. Wonderful blues and Zydeco guitarist. Buck Sanegal again from the disc Bad Situation. Before we heard Buck, we heard Michael Juan Nunez, also from Acadiana, and Michael from his disc About to Snap. Michael Juan on guitar and vocals doing a number for us called How Long. We turn next year on KRVS to a friend of Michael Juan Nunez. Michael Juan used to sit in with Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte every now and then with his band. Harry, also from Acadiana, from Cade, St. Martinville area. He also played with and recorded with Clifton Chenier. He had a disc out back in 2001 called Louisiana Country Boy. Here's Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte here on KRVS with a title track.
I'm just a country boy, baby. Raised right down in Louisiana, St. Martinville, Louisiana, y'all. I'm just a little old country boy, baby. Raised right down in Louisiana. I had some bad days in my life, baby. I think everything gonna be all right. I miss my mother. I miss my father too. I miss my sister, yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss my bowling. Just me, my mom, and my aunt. We used to cut sugar cane just for $1 a ton. Ain't no more days like that no more. They all gone. I used to pick up cotton in the morning. All day till sundown. I used to pick up cotton, yeah, baby. The sun down, yeah. That's why I'm trying to tell your people. I had some hard days in my life. Hold on, talk to me, tell them about it. Les jours Soak up my corn, throw my seed. Put my three moons on my feet. Put them out on my step out that deuce. Is the papa my body and put on the batat. Oh, non ma te donne une seule patate. Pas l'argent du tout. Ce qu'on fait mon connaît, mon Dieu a gagné dire. Mon Dieu a gagné dire dans ma vie. Je veux ton guitare. Country boy, baby. I read down in St. Martin, Louisiana. Oh, just a country boy, baby. Read right down in St. Martin, Louisiana, yeah. I had some hard days in my life, baby. Nobody gave me a doggone thing. I used to stay up in the baker shop in the morning. I buy a watch and a pipe for 5 cents. I used to buy a watch and a pipe, baby, you know what I'm talking about. Just for only 5 cents. No more days like that. I had a hard time in my life, baby. Life wasn't easy for me. All right, then.
Creole bluesman Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte from the disc Louisiana Country Boy. Again, this came out back in 2001 on APO Records, recorded in Salinas, Kansas. Again, Harry Big Daddy Hippolyte. He was a really fun bluesman to hear, play, and watch live. We're going to move from Acadiana on east and head to the Crescent City next here on KRVS. We're going to turn to Professor Longhair and what was his last album, Crawfish Fiesta. It was recorded early in 1980, and Fess passed away fairly quickly after this album came out. It was kind of a shame to lose him that way, but great to have that extra album. Professor Longhair here on KRVS.
You don't have to It ain't no doubt about it, boy, her mind is gone. When a woman's off doing wrong, she won't do right no more. I remember when I first got married, I tried to settle down, but the woman that I took for my wife took me for a clown, cause her mind is gone. Yeah, her mind is gone. Starts doing wrong, she won't do right no more. I bought her rubies and diamonds, I even bought her a house, and we stayed together 2 weeks, then she put me out, cause her mind is gone. Yeah, her mind is gone. When a woman starts doing wrong, she won't do right no more. Again, she thinks he won't. When they know they should, that's the time they don't, cause their mind is gone. It ain't no doubt about it, but her mind is gone. When a woman starts doing wrong, she won't do right no.
ain't gonna study. Well, I ain't gonna study. Ain't gonna study. Oh, no more. I ain't gonna study. Gonna study. Ain't gonna study. Oh, no more.
Snooks Eaglin recorded back in 1958 some field recordings done by Dr. Harry Oster, who at the time was at LSU. And some really interesting recordings on this disc. This is an Arhuli Records release called Country Boy Down in New Orleans. Amazing variety of material that Snooks Eaglin recorded. It was said if he heard a song, he could play it. And sort of evidence of that, the guitar breaks he takes in this this particular version of Down by the Riverside really closely echo what Sister Rosetta Tharpe laid down back in the 1940s on her recording of that song. Before we heard Snooks Eaglin, we heard Professor Longhair, fellow New Orleanian. We heard Fess from the disc Crawfish Fiesta. Again, that one came out back in 1980, and it was his last. We heard Fess doing a number called Her Mind Is Gone. Music next from Geechee Wiley. She recorded in back around 1930 or so for Grafton, in Grafton, Wisconsin, for Paramount Records. Here she is with a number called Last Kind Words.
If I die, if I die in the German war, I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. If I get killed, if I get killed, please don't bury my soul. I can't just leave me out. Let the buzzards be cold. When you see me coming, look across the Richmond field. And if I don't bring you flowers, I'll bring you golden meal. I looked up at the sun, cried, some train don't come, I'll be some walking dumb. My mama told me just before she died, Lord, said that daughter, don't you be so wild. The Mississippi River, you know it's even wide. I can't stand right here, be my babe from the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean I still have to cross the sea. Thank you.
this way, you got to go down, got to go down. You better learn how to treat everybody, got to go down, got to go down. Ashes and ashes and dust and dust, life you live and won't do the trust. You better learn how to treat everybody, but you got to go down. Some of you people don't realize that, taking the world by storm. Don't even know how to treat your family, doing all kind of ways, living all kind of lives, saying everything before your children, treating your wives all kind of ways, treating your husband every kind of way. God says you better learn how to treat your husband. Got to go down, got to go down. You better learn how to treat your husband. Got to go down, got to go down. Ashes and ashes and dust and dust, the life you live and won't do the church. Better learn how to treat your husband. Got to go down. Cause the mother to get careless, but God tells you how to raise a child. You've got to place your everything before a child and do everything before. God said it. You better learn how to live for your children. Got to go down. Got to go down. You better learn how to live for your children. You got to go down. Got to go down. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The life you live is old to the church. You better learn how to live for your children. Got to go down. And you travel through the world and don't know how to treat your wife. And giving everybody else the thing that ought to give to your wife. God says you better learn how to treat your companion. Got to go down. Got to go down. You better learn how to treat your companion. Got to go down. Got to go down. Ashes and dust to dust. Life you live and won't do the church. You better learn how to treat your companion. Got to go down. And you travel through the world. Some people think that because a man is a drunker and will drink liquor sometime and cut up and raise sand, if you come and tap your house, you've got to carry him before the law. When God said it, when you could suggest things your own self, God said it, you better learn how to treat that drunker. Got to go down, got to go down. You better learn how to treat that drunker. Got to go down, got to go down. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The life you live in won't do the trick. You better learn how to treat that drunker. Got to go down, got to go down. You better learn how to treat that drunker, but you got to go down, got to go down. You better learn how to treat that drunker. You got to go down, got to go down. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Life you live won't do the trick.
The blind Reverend Gary Davis, You Got to Go Down. Davis' first recording back in 1935, recorded on into the at least 1960s, I believe, into the 70s. He died around 76 on his way to a festival. A marvelous guitar player and very, very influential. He definitely had taught new generations of guitarists some very, very interesting technique that they never would have learned without Reverend Gary Davis. Before we heard Gary Davis, we heard Geechee Wiley from 1930 doing a number called Last Kind Words. Interesting song, sort of modal and in a minor key. It just echoes from some probably pre-blues days. It's said that Gary Davis was very stingy with his compliments to other guitarists, but one that he did respect was Blind Blake. Blind Blake recorded from 1926 to 1932 for Paramount Records. And we're going to turn back the clock to 1927. Here's Blind Blake here on KRVS, a phenomenal guitarist, doing a number called Wabash Rag.
South on Wabash Street, everybody you chance to meet, doing that rag, that Wabash rag. They are doing it night and day, it will drive your blues away, doing that rag, that Wabash rag. that you meet in the alley, in the street, doing that ring, that wabash ring. Set 'em, 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 set 'em. Grab me, mama, hold me tight. Let's mess around the rest of the night. Doing that rag, that wabash rag. Throwing your hands way up high. Grab me, mama, make me cry. Doing that rag, that wabash rag. Set 'em, 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 set 'em. People come from miles around, get on warbacks, break them down, doing that rag, that warbacks rag. Everybody said them, last time for setting. Doing that rag, that warbacks rag.
Blind Blake here on KRVS again from 1927, Wabash Rag. And that about brings to a close this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also, I'd like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, public radio for Acadiana, and listener-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your contributions. If you're not one of them and would like to join those who are, we'd appreciate it. You can do so by going online, krvs.org, and hit the donate button, and we would say thanks. We're going to turn to Eric Lindell from his two-disc set, West County Drifter, to take us on up to the top of the hour with a Circle Bar Boogaloo. Have a great weekend.
This summer, we try to be and stay cool. Leading our in crowd is pianist Ramsey Lewis. We'll also hear cool words and music from Tom Waits, Dr. John, Aretha Franklin, Albert Murray, and Oscar Brown Jr. Plus a visit to North Carolina's historic Black Sea Breeze Beach on American Roots from PRX.
Today at 1 on KRVS. How does your business benefit when you underwrite KRVS programming? You build brand awareness in a clutterless, commercial-free environment, link your brand with trusted programming, target our dedicated and discerning audience, and show your support for arts and learning in Acadiana. Make an impact on your business and your community by becoming an underwriter today. Call us at 337-482-5787, 337-482-KRVS, and ask about underwriting.
Find past episodes, playlists, and information from all of your favorite programs on our website, krvs.org, and follow us on Facebook, KRVS Public Media.
Hit the honky-tonk hardwood floor with me, Steve Craig, on Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms, Saturdays at 4 p.m.
Support comes from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's Traditional Music Program, featuring a curriculum that provides student musicians who learn by ear from local professionals an opportunity to improve their craft in styles such as blues, bluegrass, Cajun, and Zydeco. For more information about music degree programs and concentrations, course offerings, and upcoming student ensemble performances, the website is music.louisiana.edu.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.